Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Soul King Count is called Yellow Resonant Warrior, and it is the seventh day of White Dog Wave Spell, and it is the planetary moon, day 10. Well, I kind of slipped into the vortex, and I blame it on White Dog. There's a lot of love in the air, and I guess it's just making me spend time in a setting with humans and dogs and not as much the cyber world, which I don't want to reduce any listener to that role. This is an important consortium of people that love to follow the calendar, and I try to always be there, but I lapsed a bit. And then it's like tax season. That's a whole different thing that has nothing to do with my heart. It's just mayhem. It's retrograde. It's planetary. It's real. I'm going to be lumping a bunch of podcasts and video info on the YouTube channel in the next couple of days because I'm winging back in. The other thing I've been doing a lot of is healing work, and it's really powerful. So it's just adjunct. It's part of my White Dog moment, is to attend to some people that are working through stuff. So I'm not trying to make a bunch of excuses. I'm actually trying to understand how I dropped this whole weekend. We had another rain situation where I am, which is fine. It was really cold too, which is fine. It just makes me kind of forlorn. Guys, back to the astrology. We're in White Dog. We're in the middle, the seventh day of 13, but we're closing in toward the summit. I think it's really important for you to be ruminating and bearing witness to where love is showing up in your life, or alternately, it's an and how your heart might hurt. Because this is the time to explore our hearts and our love, our facility with love. And if we are running into pain around this White Dog moment, which has happened to me plenty of times, it is because this is a really opportune moment to examine the wellness of our heart and its wounding. And like I said, work on repairs and I think kind of like the admission, you know, like no lies allowed. If this is a heart achy time, it's because we need to attend to our hearts. We've put that maybe on the back burner. And like I said, I think it's really important for people to be able to heal in this time. And I think you should message me if you're someone who wants healing work. I think that it wouldn't be free. So I guess I'm just saying that in addition to doing astrology. I'm really not trying to make money. I'm just explaining it's a service. And I just wouldn't want anyone that I don't know really well, but who listens to the podcast, to not feel like there's some other ways to attend to it other than just doing all the work ourselves or waiting for it to pass. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking about that. But I think it was me trying to let you know that I care. I've been wanting, I'll just add this, like I knew from the jump that this wave spell was going to be about self-love. And, you know, there's other people or people and animals that are really, really actively involved in this wave spell with me, but not in the first 2 days when my purpose and challenge were identified. So I feel like the love that is societal or what would you call that? Like a relational love came after me noticing that I was going to be working on loving myself. So I'll still be working on that, and I am currently. And so maybe you have that going on. And I mentioned that because it's hard for me to have self-value and be like, no, I can totally heal you. Not maybe totally heal you, but I can actually heal you with the modality I've been working with on myself and people in my life. And I think it was hard for me to mention that with esteem, but because it's the white dog wave spell, I'm going to circle back and just say, hey, I am doing that. And now I'll stop talking about it. So the white dog wave spell has included, this is where I really dropped the ball, last Friday, April 12th, which is the day the Mayan galactic return. It's 260 days after the beginning of the year. I mentioned it when it was coming down the pike, but then it arrived kind of uncelebrated here. So every April 12th is always 260 days after July 26th. It's always a complete Tsulcan rotation from where our year began. And we're back in the emphasis of white overtone wizard, which is what this year is. And again, describes to me why any of us would need or be good at healing people, because that is what white wizard means. Blue hand has the word healing in it, and blue hand days are amazing for hands-on healing, and blue hand people are really, really attuned, knowledgeable, insightful, and often good at hands-on healing. But they work with their own occult partner, which is white wizard, when they are at their very most dynamic in terms of a shamanic healing, a hands-on healing, a healing that would be like transport you. And so they're drawing on what is their occult power, which is white wizard. So when we hit white wizard, and especially for a whole year, we're kind of purely in the shaman's sanctuary. And I don't think there needs to be a lot of knowledge there. It's just a place to be healed. There's a lot of insight around white wizard because the eye of God lives in the hieroglyph at the top of it, hanging over the shelter, that the sanctuary that's created for the white wizard to invite you in and heal you. But that's a different kind of knowing. That's not a mental knowing. That's kind of the all-knowing. And that's what's so amazing about white wizard, is that we as humans get to feel the influence of something that's all-knowing and channel it. And that's why it's a great tribe. And we get to have these powerful years every 4 years. And we're in a white wizard 13-year wave spell. This is the fifth of 13. And so we have plenty to go. And we're holding on to that larger theme of white wizard the whole time. I thought that Friday was great. That's where I kind of got derailed, because a lot of things coalesced in my life. I, you know, have recently, I guess essentially the dumb word is like reunited with my partner, who has been exploring things on his own. Fortunately, not other relationships, but a lot of space was created for a few moons, and there was plenty to feel and perceive about all that. But like coming back to April 12th on the Gregorian calendar, i.e. Mayan galactic return, I just was really happy, authentically happy, because I just tend to use a day like that to trust that whatever shows up within it is going to have actuality, it's going to be true. Like it showed up on that day, how that day played out to me as a little microcosm of how I am living out this year and where I am as the year has advanced in the theme that we revisit 260 days later. And I just had a lot of solidity in my important parts of my life. On the other hand, there's another part of my life that's not going well at all. Or it's going, I mean, I tend to look at it and be like, well, it's not going, but I guess that's for the highest good. It feels disappointing or like not manifestation or disappointing and discouraging. So I don't have rose-colored glasses on about life right now, but there's definitely the glass is half full emphasis. But for anyone who's been like me for the last like 5 years where it's always the glass is half empty or all empty, I am sympathetic. And so I would say that the last week from everyone I know has created just held within it plenty of things that are challenging that we're revisiting. And again, I think that's a combination of the tuning into where our heart needs to heal, or how love lives in our American or global culture, Western or modern, whatever you want to call it. You know, where are we left to love? There's a lot of weird ass tribal loyalty that happens now, factions. And I don't think that's white dog. I think when white dogs pack up in a little tribe or group of their own, it is really devotional. It's not like weird, culty obsessiveness. That's something else. So I don't think that our culture, even though it's gotten really tribal and people are really heated and culty on all kinds of sides, I don't think that's from a place of love. And so coming to white dog, it's almost like being slapped or have cold water dumped on us. Like, hey, fuckers, do you even know how to love anymore? Like, that's kind of the crassest way to check the karma right now. And then, you know, there'll be different kinds of responses like, no, I really don't. I'm shut down. Or, oh, yeah, I do. I'm going to grab that. And everywhere in between. But I think also the planetary moon, which is just going to accelerate this week. I mean, not immediately, but in a few days, we'll be going into the third week in the West, and you can count on it to be dynamic. Right now, things are kind of like quiet before the storm of acceleration. But the planetary moon is just a depiction of where we are as a planet. I find it really hard to read the paper, even though I have been attuned to the headlines or the news stories like pretty diligently since the Trump transition, the initial one, the takeover. It's just like, you know, swamp material. It's just so many things, as everyone knows already, to take in that are sad to absorb, that I find myself, you know, that's where my self-love is kind of being like, I don't know how to fix this, and so I have to just save myself. But I think that's part of the planetary dilemma that we're in always when it's the planetary tone is like, hey, what's happening here on our planet? Bah! Bah! So I think that you can notice that you have a personal piece of that, or your response is practically impersonal, meaning the hardship in your individual life is just your, you know, thread in the cloth of a much larger momentum in humankind, and it's tough. I've really been an advocate for a while, but I couldn't get a toehold myself on the Titanic is going down. How do you want to behave or enjoy or just like acknowledge or exceed your last time on Earth? Like, that's the metaphor for me. And I'm always like, I want to be like the little orchestra that kept playing on the deck. You know, like until the end, just being with art. And I think you could also be like, or the one you love, the ones you love. And it's not actually the eve of the apocalypse. Like, I think a lot of my own hysteria and the collective doesn't acknowledge that we've had terrible, terrible, dark points in human history, and there has been resilience. It doesn't mean that it doesn't feel apocalyptic and that we can actually identify how that could take hold and be an end game. I just think there's some time yet. And so in the planetary moment, we sort of see the most extreme version or the consensus version of what's happening in the life that we're experiencing on planet Earth. And it is full of challenge, difficulty. It is the obstacle that we have had to push to overcome this whole year. Like, we're right at the tipping point. We're right at the, you know, summit of something that we've been forced to grapple with or climb over, and we are about to do it. So again, I always feel like the planetary moon is almost like being face planted back in the thing that was so hard in the lunar moon of the beginning of the year, or the magnetic moon, when we start the year with like a lot of verve and fierceness, but also an immediate problem. And then we're sort of distracted or disentangled from that and experience other things. But when we get back here, always in the same month of April, and I think possibly some of May, but anyway, at this time, it's kind of like, hey, meet your problem again, but look how far you've come. You can meet it better. You're on better terms and better, like, better situated to deal with it. And I want to give a discrete example. Like, my partner and I have struggled extremely because I'm sober and he isn't. And he isn't even the worst at what he does. But I can't be with anyone who isn't clean and sober all the way. I am way too much of an empath, and I'm totally not interested in that altered state. I mean, it's so boring to me. I've been on the planet too long, seen too much. And so we ultimately separated over that. And that was the problem of my year. It was an enduring problem. And we separated in the overtone moon, which best empowers me, an overtone person. And then here we are in the planetary moon, which is his moon. He's a planetary person. And who knows the future? Like, I don't have attachment to the outcome of this. I would just say that right now, the obstacle that was his lack of sobriety has been overcome. And yet I'm reminded what a huge struggle that was. It could also come back because these things are so touch and go in the human condition. But in the moment, I want to acknowledge, like, it's not present. It's not important. And that tug of war of, like, will it or won't it last or matter is the problem the whole year has presented. But this is a year of how can I best empower myself? And I have fought and fought. And I don't mean like in an aggressive, ugly way. I have fought like a survivor internally to come to terms with how disempowered I've been in my history by staying in situations that are harmful to me. And so by fighting to survive that, I did find a way to clear my space of the things that attract calamity. Doesn't mean forever and in all fronts, but that's just how I see the planetary moon, is that there is a triumph, and there's also a reminder of what we're triumphing over. And it's a very intimate reminder. It's like right in our face. The most foremost thought, the most present thought is like, this has been hard for me this whole year, but I'm starting to see some daylight. Well, I'm going to be back tomorrow. It'll be less personal. This is a sneaky Sunday sermon. I appreciate everyone's patience. Happy galactic return late. I am Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And Mayan, we say, in Lakesh.